And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And we have the full crowd this week.
I know, it's amazing.
Woo!
We're just going to run through it. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Alex, Ted, Anna, Joe, Jordan, and Bill.
But how will our listeners know who's who, though, unless we like say hello when you say her name?
Oh, Ted.
That's me.
Anna.
Hello.
Jordan.
I'll be like, here.
That's not exactly helpful, is it?
Joe. Alex.
I'm Jordan.
That was fine. And I quit.
That's right.
Well, thanks for joining our show, Famous Last Words.
Yeah. Famous Last Words. I quit. We're done publishing.
Billy, you can be Joe.
Who did Alex? I thought Alex said Joe. Or did he say Jordan?
Alex is Jordan.
Oh.
Well, he's Jordan. Jordan now, so is Jordan. Jordan is Jordan.
The cop is Alex.
Oh.
You have two Jordans, a Joe, and no Alex is on this.
Oh.
I think I want to be Bill, too. So we have two Bills, one Jordan.
You know, I think our voices are distinct enough to be able to differentiate, like, if you listen all the time. But
I think we should all be Bill.
I also have faces to go with it, and I can see who's talking. So I don't really listen to the podcast most of the time. So
because you were on it,
yeah,
it's like
I've been on it a lot lately.
The people that have never seen Star Wars movies are those who have been on it because they don't need to watch it because they lived
exactly.
It.
Yeah, but when you're on a movie, like
you
don't know what's gonna be like.
You still got to watch it, though. You're not in every scene unless you're one of those movies where you are in every scene.
And so even if you are, you like film it out of order and stuff gets cut.
Unless you're Jared Leto. He doesn't watch his movies.
Well, I've heard a lot of actors who don't because they're afraid they will change the way they act. They're like, I don't like that.
Bill, was the highest compliment to Blade Runner, though. Jared Leto said he might actually watch that movie. It'd be the first one of his own movies that he actually watches.
And then you got Shia LaBeouf, who sits in a theater and watches them all.
Yeah, he's an actual cannibal, though.
Yeah, that's actually, I was trying to think of his name, and I thought of that song to remember his name.
Yeah,
I'm like, actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
That's pretty right. Good video.
So we're talking about things that happen in books, and a book that has been announced, Volume 1 of Black Mirror.
Maybe it's not as boring as the movie or the show.
Are they just transcribing the episodes?
No. These are brand new episodes, or these are brand new stories.
Oh, okay. He's edited by the showrunner. So it's an anthology like the show itself.
They're going to include three writers.
Mm-hmm.
Here he says, we're pleased to announce. Okay. So Charlie Brooker announced, we're pleased to announce Black Mirror will soon be available in high tech paper format. And the authors are Cory Doctorow, who's a New York Times bestseller, a Carnegie nominated Claire North, and Sylvain Nouvel, the author of Sleeping Giants. So they're going to pin the first three stories in this novel, the first novel. Or volume
so they'll be like little novellas, I'm imagining, probably like 100 pages a piece, probably.
Thanks, yeah. Depends on how depth this story gets.
I don't recognize the authors.
Well, like I said, they were saying that, like, the one that said author of Sleeping Giants, I was like, well, I don't read books.
I read lots of books, and I don't recognize the authors. So, I don't
know. Catherine Webb? She's Carnegie nominated.
Oh, wow.
I think so is Sylvain Nouvel.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
means. And she also writes under the name of Kathy Griffin.
That's why she's confused. She has too many pen names.
Is it Carnegie? Carnegie, is that from Carnegie Mellon? The university? The folks there were like, pretty good author.
They're all right.
Do you like their high-tech paper format?
Yeah, I do. I did like that. I'm going to definitely get it in high-tech Audible format because I just suck at reading.
No, I like the actual books.
I do too. They look pretty. I suck at reading them.
Joe, what book are you reading now that you finished Ted Chiang?
I'm gonna read the Joe Hill novellas, and then I'm finishing that Corey Taylor book. That's really funny.
All right. So, have you finished the final book in the Annihilation trilogy or the Southern?
Oh yeah, I'm still in the middle of reading that second one too. It's the Acceptance. I'm reading. They're making in February the sci-fi movie that's coming out. That's Annihilation. I'm reading all those books.
Yeah, it's Jeff Vandermeer.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Let me know. I'm going to dive in myself. It's actually at the library. So,
is it an Audible?
It's probably. You can get an Audible. I bet it's a well known book. Yeah.
Is it written or read by some famous
Stephen King
serial killer?
Yeah, serial killer.
I hope so. This would be a good book for that. It deals with insanity.
Wait,
and stuff.
Did you hear about it? Have you seen Mindhunters?
Mindhunter?
No. Mindhunter. It's a Netflix TV show about. Back in the 70s, they did research.
The FBI behavioral.
People have been talking about it, and I've been thinking about getting it, but I have been super obsessed with Steven Universe lately.
Oh, okay.
So I've just been watching that over and over and over.
Wow. All right. I hear the latest season's pretty good.
Season 5? It's on you. I watched it on YouTube. And it's getting really good. And the thing is it's a kid show. I expected it to replace My Name is Earl and to just be like something that's kind of mellow and calming and just put me to sleep. And now I can't sleep when it's on. So, because the plot is really good.
Do you know what will replace to help you go to sleep and all that?
What's that?
Frasier. calm music.
I've been watching Cheers.
Oh, that's...
So that's where Frasier came from. It's a spinoff from Cheers. Like Frasier Crane was on Cheers. So.
That's true. He crossed over in, I think, 3 or 4 different shows.
There you go. Yeah, I believe that's. I seem to remember that, but I only remember him specifically on Cheers. But I tend to remember something about him being in other TV shows as well.
So he's the radio host too. So it's good to talk about him on the podcast.
Right? Oh yeah, Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah,
it's true.
So, but apparently, Steven Universe is pretty much. A similar plot to A Wrinkle in Time, and I swear I read the book along when I was little, but I can't remember anything about it. So I'm gonna pick it up and read that.
It's a good book.
So. I didn't even recognize the trailer when they came out for the Disney movie for Wrinkle in Time. I was like, "What is this?" And they said Wrinkle in Time. I was like, "Well, I don't remember that book then."
Yeah. Well, there was another one. The Last Mimsy was based on a short story called All Mimsy Were the Borogroves, and it didn't. It was barely recognizable as that. Yeah. So they, yeah.
But it could be the last time they made A Wrinkle in Time. I heard that had absolutely nothing to do with the book. it shared a title.
I guess you make that same complaint about, what was it, iRobot? Or
iRobot. Yeah. World War Z. actually, definitely iRobot.
There's a
couple. One of the few books I have
actually read.
Half, 3/4 read.
I never finished it, so it might be like the movie.
No. Absolutely not. It's a bunch of mini stories about the evolution of the robots.
Yeah. You can't have Will Smith running around being an action hero.
He could be one of the people in the stories, but...
Wait, what was that movie about the little teddy bear robot thing that... It was kind of a feel-good movie, but they ended up... It was this kid's toy, and then it got left, and then time passed, and then they retrieved it from underneath the water, and do you remember what I'm talking about? Because that sounds because it seemed kind of the evolution of the robots.
Well, that reminded me of AI.
Oh yeah,
was it AI? It might have been AI.
But it wasn't a robot. Frozen. Well, yeah. He's a little boy where he's like, "Make me a real boy."
Well,
make this movie end.
Well, yeah, because he was the pinnacle of human evolution. It was actually a robot with emotions and very human, extremely close to human.
Oh, yeah. And don't the aliens retrieve him or something else? Yeah. Dig him up. Yeah.
And they turn him back on. But they're you are the pinnacle of human evolution.
I thought it was the teddy bear, and then they cloned the kid. It was the kid died or something like that. And then they brought him. I can't even
remember. Wow, I apparently don't remember.
I don't remember the
part. It's a bad ending.
You're explaining a Black Mirror episode now.
No, I wouldn't be able to do that because I'd have to sit through the whole thing.
The sad thing about AI is If Kubrick had done it, I think it would have been an amazing movie because it deserves to be a bleak sort of movie. I mean, Kubrick would have been no holds bar, totally unsentimental, and
now Steven Spielberg couldn't help himself.
You mean like Bicentennial Man?
That was
spoilers. Yeah. He dies at the end.
That was totally sentimental, though. That was the definition of saccharine. That was, in fact, like it were a Chris Columbus movie. Because it was, in fact.
Because there was genocide? Oh, sorry, wrong Chris yeah. Columbus. My bad.
But they both are
the good Chris Columbus.
Now there is no good Chris Columbus.
Yeah. They're both terrible in different ways.
Yeah. I mean, some may object to me holding them equivalent, the crimes of someone who commits genocide versus the crimes of someone who directs Mrs. Doubtfire.
Terrence, you should be on the record to say it's a worse crime to butcher Harry Potter than the other.
I will say that on the record. Yeah. Harry Potter, the first two movies are pretty awful. And then Alfonso Cuarón comes in and saves that.
You are.
And then Dumbledore dies and is magically replaced.
That's true. Poor Richard.
What else are you gonna do? That's the only thing you can do.
I know.
You can't pull a like because I mean they pulled it in the Matrix. They're like, that's why I look different is because blah, 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 blah. Like just don't say anything about it. Just this is her. The fans will know that she died and
well
move on with our lives.
Two decades early because nowadays they just say not a problem. We'll CGI.
Well, there's that. Well, was it? Twilight, they swapped out characters because they didn't like the way the actress did stuff in life, in real life.
Well, now you can just give people facial hair.
And he'll like play Princess Leia. he's like Caesar was a challenge, but capturing Princess Leia in the final scenes of The Last Jedi was the height of my career.
Do you think if Andy Serkis played Superman's mustache, that would have improve the movie? I haven't even seen that movie.
Mark, what are you? I thought you guys were going to watch it last weekend.
I couldn't.
I tried to get Jordan to go, and he kept bailing. Well, yeah. I bailed a couple, and then he bailed a couple, and then it was too much bailing.
I don't feel bad about it. Like I'm a busy person, but I just feel like I'm going to watch that movie, and I'm going to say, DC, once again, why do I never learn?
For people who have been disappointed with DC, mm-hmm. and have not watched it, I have heard a lot of that. Mm-hmm. For those who have watched it, it feels like it's a mixed bag, and forth of people who like it. Not I
like it.
I like it. Yeah, I'll go with that. I like it. I don't see what people are hating.
Bill, do you know the reference that Jordan's talking about? How he has a CG upper lip? Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, because
Superman.
I forgot.
They filmed stuff, and then he was like committed to another movie where he's required to have a mustache.
Yeah, he was
and
like,
Joss Whedon's like, we need you back. So they CG'd a clean shaven upper lip.
Oh, I thought he was the mustache was CG'd on, not
they CG'd away his mustache.
No, so the thing is that they, what was it? Paramount is the one that was for it. And they were like, we will pay for the CG to remove or to add the mustache to your movie if we can just shave his mustache. And they're like, nope. We're not going to let him out of that clause in his contract. So they had to CG it out. I mean, what does it matter? Like you CG it in, CG it out, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, in that kind of media, it doesn't matter.
But they were... Oh, that's the other thing. People were talking about, like, the CG was terrible. I'm like, I thought it was better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I know, I wanted...
It's not a high compliment. The CG was pretty bad in Wonder Woman.
Well, yeah, and straight up, the Amazonian bite, it was miles above what it was in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not like, it's better. No, it was way, way better. Like, they decided to dump money into it and learn their lesson.
Yeah.
Because... You guys are just whiners.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The CG wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad.
No, I didn't. That's why... With Wonder Woman, that was the only thing.
The end of Wonder Woman was the worst. Up to then, it wasn't so bad.
See, actually,
when they were Dragon Ball Z in it, that was too much for
the
me.
The CG and the fact that the action sequence itself was pretty dumb.
How do you have two gods fight each other?
You don't.
Yeah, right.
Just a god just kill her.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, I need you to be more powerful. I know you can do it. You can defeat me. At least, like, Steppenwolf didn't do that. Where he's just like, I'm here to make you guys work as a team. I'm holding back because I know you can do better. That was the Wonder Woman.
And then at the last moment go, how did you defeat me?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, God. I know people love Wonder Woman, but this is just a B-minus movie for me.
Hey, that's high for DC. And actually, okay, actually with that too, I think that's high for an Avenger movie, and the trailer came out, which made me excited for this Avenger movie. Because the Avenger movies themselves, with the title Avenger in it, not a fan. Yeah. I like Iron Man. I like 2 out of 3 Thors. I like the Guardians. I like, you know, a bunch of these. If it has the Avenger, I'm not a fan. I think Justice League is way better than any of the Avenger movies.
You know, the interesting thing about that trailer is I noticed that 6 hours after it was released, like 12 million people had viewed it.
Yeah, that's...
That's a lot. It's,
it's like Star Wars movies? Trailers?
Not that much. Like
the first Star Wars trailer?
12 million in 6 hours? I don't know if it is that much.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I do want the more like in-depth trailers, though, because it was just like your typical. Because if Star Wars trailers are guilty of just like announcing a movie by just showing like X-Wings going, and like lightsabers going, vroom.
And a Millennium
Falcon.
This
one is just guilty of characters running. Like, that's what they always do. They're like, Civil War. And the big teaser was like people running. And this one had a lot of running where they're like, come on, guys, let's form a line and run.
I think they said showed too much. I think I want to never watch another Avenger trailer until the movie comes out.
They didn't really show too much.
No, they did. Two things. What? Straight off the bat. Stone 1 and Stone 2 in his glove.
Well, you know he's getting stones. That's the whole point of
Infinity Wars.
Okay, but now...
That's not a spoiler.
No, you just said that within probably an early part, Vision's dead.
Probably.
Maybe. You don't know.
That was the stone was part of... It could... I guess he still is an AI, but the stone was a big part of him, of his existence.
You knew that this was going to happen. Like, this
but
is...
But, like, I felt like that was, like, fairly early in the film. Mm.
And yank it out of his head. Yeah.
He just yanks it out, pops it in, punches.
That's not
Iron
a spoiler,
Man.
Though.
Yeah, perhaps they don't. It's in the trailer because they're like, well, obviously.
You realize.
This is going to be two movies.
You realize this is movies based on a comic book, right?
Imaginary characters.
I mean, but I mean, how can you spoil it if it's based on something that we already know happens?
It is not. It's based off of, again, the title is the same. the actual story is not, because they aren't going to have Atom in it. They aren't going to have any X-Men in it. They barely got Spider-Man in it. Yeah. But like, this is, they are alternate.
Well, that's not true, but Bill, you own an oven mitt that has stones in it, right? Like, so you
it's
can't say you're like,
glove.
I wish I didn't know that glove was going to have stones
no,
in it.
No, I know that it's the
you trailer.
It's how many he gets, and guaranteeing this, and what he's going to do. Like, all right, I guess I wanted the surprise of how he gets the stones.
I have a question.
From the head, how else would he get that stone?
Okay, no, but the battle before, like, literally the battle's going to, it's like the Hulk reveal. Literally, the battle's going to happen. I'm going to be like, I know the ending of this. I can walk away for like 10 minutes, go to the bathroom, grab some popcorn, and I'll come back.
But
and lo and behold, there's the secret.
In that case, though, because you can either do it the really lame way where he's just like, let me save my friend. I'll surgically remove it while you wait patiently. Or realistically, if like you're a bad guy and you say, hey, I need the stone. Where is it? It's in that guy's forehead. You're going to like take pliers and rip it out of his head and take your stone.
Yeah.
I didn't want to know that he was taking the stone. Yet, I guess. Well, how he was taking the stone.
Bill, when you saw that trailer and you saw the stone, like, probably getting removed, did you say, I never saw that coming? Was this a legitimate shock to you?
It wasn't a legitimate shock. I knew it would happen.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't know it was going to happen in this movie or the next movie.
Okay.
And the battle, like, I'm expecting the battle to be the first battle now. Okay. The first time he sees Vision, he's ripping it out of his head.
Maybe that's
show
your
any
surprise.
Of the Guardians in it, though.
Yes, did you not watch the trailer?
Oh, I didn't pay attention.
Thor goes, who are you guys? Right at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the Guardians of the Galaxy are in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I need to watch it.
Wait, but I got a question. I got a legit question. And it might have spoilers in it. So if I'm guilty of spoilering...
Wait, what? Justice League or Avengers?
It's Thor, actually.
Oh, we're past that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So near the end of Thor, when that one lady with the knives on her head or whatever,
the sister,
she goes and goes down to cuddle with that fire, right? she sees the glove with all the gems in it. And it's like, that's garbage.
Fake.
What? It wasn't a real glove?
That wasn't the real one.
So why'd they have it?
It's because there's a plot hole that was established early in one of the Thor movies, and they're like, how can the Infinity or the glove be in two places at once? Because,
well, there was also the talk about having both two gloves and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so they just said, well, it's fake, and that dealt with a long-running
plot hole. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just them filling in a plot hole.
Mm-hmm.
Post-mortem.
Whether they knew they were going to do that or whether they're going to introduce two gloves, because then one of the gloves is destroyed and Thanos does get a different glove.
All right. Thanos. That's fair. Okay. Right. We can continue.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry. I mean, I'm not comic book nerd. So these movies are all new to me. I'm like, wow, that's cool. What's that do? And then I have to have things explained to me because I don't understand why that did that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that that dude had a thing in his forehead. Now I do. That's the guy that shot that other guy in the Civil War, right?
Yeah.
He, like, accidentally shot the, like, other Iron Man. The not real Iron Man, but he's kind of Iron Man.
Yeah, the War Machine.
Oh, yeah.
War Machine, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in that really crappy Avengers movie.
That was. Oh, no, that was an Avengers movie.
That was a good Captain America movie.
Yeah, it was. And that, Spider-Man kicked some major butt in that one. I loved Spider-Man. And like,
guy from Bronx.
That actually made me want to go see the Spider-Man movie because I didn't want to see it because I liked the. I don't want to say the original, but the one with that redhead lady. Oh, gosh, I can't remember anybody's name.
Emma Stone.
Was it Emma Stone?
Are you talking about Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah. Go get him, Tiger.
Oh, no, that's the original.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, that's the one that I like. That's the Spider-Man that I liked. And to me, that was always Spider-Man. And this new Spider-Man came out, and I'm like, okay, there's a new Spider-Man in town. I'm okay with it.
It's a good Spider-Man. But, I like Homecoming.
But yeah, so I digress.
Okay. Well, okay, let's go back to Black Mirror for a sec. Because
we did start with Black Mirror.
Yeah, we did.
It's their trailer. Nice.
They are halfway through the 13 days of Black Mirror. They have shown a trailer for all 6 episodes.
Okay.
Wow.
And there's still more trailers they're going to be releasing. So I'm kind of...
That's too much.
I know. So, I haven't seen one of the trailers yet.
Is there going to be more than 6 episodes?
Nope, there's only 6. They've already released the titles and all that jazz.
It doesn't matter because they're going to be boring.
How many Black Mirror episodes were there last season?
6.
Was it 6? Okay.
And the previous season... Was technically four.
Three,
and then a Christmas episode.
Because they didn't want to bore you too much. They were like, they can only take so much boredom.
Well, it was. So. Well, the first one was 3. The second, or 3 hours. The second season was 3 hours with a 2-hour Christmas episode.
3-hour long episodes? That's why they're so bored.
Three total. An hour each.
Oh.
But the 2-hour Christmas episode, these are an hour.
So, do they have a solid release date when it's going to be released?
So, the answer to that is no. They have not released that. There is the idea running around that after the 13 days of Black Mirror, it will be released. Or at least, at the very, very least, the date of when it will be released will be.
That's what I think. That's funny. They bombard you with trailers, but no release date. They're just like, look at this, look at this.
Exactly.
Coming whenever, but look at this.
Yeah, so they all the seasons have titles. Everyone's all talking about San Junipero, it won Emmys and all that. Mm-hmm. So episode 1 is Crocodile, 2 is Archangel, 3 is Hang the DJ, 4 is USS Callister. Yeah, they have Star pictures, Trek. Very Star Trek-ish. 5 is Metalhead, 6 is Black Muslim.
And museum.
Muslim Museum and L. Black Museum.
Oh, man.
Wow. That makes way more sense in my head. Hate in the Nation. Let's go there. Conclude.
Oh, yeah.
Pure popcorn. I like puppies.
Yeah. Bill, you got me excited. I thought it'd be a sci-fi take of Malcolm X.
No. And that's what the latest trailer is.
Oh, Black Museum. All black and white.
Well, speaking of Muslims.
Not black and white. See, it's very much in color. That trailer.
I said one of the episodes said it's going to be in black and white.
Oh. Wait, which
Metalhead
one?
Number 5.
Metalhead?
Yeah. See?
Ah.
Black and white.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this.
That doesn't look like Star Trek. That looks like that one crappy movie with Tim the Toolman Taylor.
That's not a crappy. That's a great movie. Yeah, Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. The only thing good about it is it had Snape.
And it was awesome and hilarious and probably one of the great comedies of the 90s.
It was mildly humorous.
It did a very good job at making fun of the Star Trek fandom. And how much, actually, even Star Trek people were like, no, this is stupid. How dare you do this? But then they were like, oh no, I get this. Yes, this makes sense. It is a good parody of what we have to deal with.
I wasn't like angry at it or anything. I just didn't think it was super great.
It's the only good live action Tim Allen movie in existence right now.
Oh, come on. The Santa Claus?
Yeah. And the Santa Claus too?
Yes. I do not like those movies.
I was watching, I think it was the second, no, actually it was the first one, and they had an up above shot and the ground's supposed to be all snowy, and you can see when they're walking that they're just walking on like cotton or blankets or something, like you can see the whole thing just like dip in. I'm like, wow, that's some good special effects there, buddy.
I will concede that Fred Claus was the great one. The one with this Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Bad Santa?
No, that was Santa Claus 3.
Oh, I blew up. I apologize.
Well, it's hard to be sarcastic when no one has seen the movie and can't appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's actually anyone who ever listens to this, don't watch that movie for your own health and sanity. All right.
So I think Ted really wanted to talk about this. So with the idea of going from Black Mirror, things that are only in books and weirdness, real life obviously can do a better job.
Some crazy stuff that you think only happens in books, and it actually happened earlier today, Wednesday, November 29th. A Bosnian Croat general was on appeal. He was appealing his war crime sentence of 20 years. And after the judge delivered their decision at the tribunal, the general is named Slobodan Praljak. He shouted out in, I assume, Bosnian. He said, "I'm not a criminal and I reject your verdict." Then he picked up a cup, a small brown bottle to his lips, and drank it in front of everyone and said, "I just drank poison. I am not a war criminal. I oppose this conviction." And he was rushed to the hospital and died later that day.
It'd be really embarrassing if that turned out to just be water. Yeah. A little mistake.
Well, unless he had his, you know,
it's like a Three's Company type situation. Like he faked his own death, but didn't really use poison, so he has to just like do a reverse Weekend at Bernie's and pretend he's dead.
Yeah. He could have his like special crew. They're the medics that come in to take him away.
How did he get the poison in anyway? Well,
you know what? They were talking about that. So, like, they had, like, really tight security for, like, electronics and weapons and things like that. But it's just a little brown vial and, like, nobody paid attention to it. So, yeah, they don't know how he got it in there or anything like that. And people were like, don't touch it. And, yeah.
He should have mic dropped the glass. He's just like, I just poisoned myself. Boom. And just drops it.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, like I just didn't think that sort of thing happened in real life, but it's crazy that this sort of stuff goes on.
You should have got a better poison though, because if you're going to do that in front of everybody, you don't have one.
You want to be vomiting blood,
yeah,
like right then and there.
You don't have one. Yeah. They're going to rush you to the hospital and they have a chance to revive you. Then you're just like, oh, that sucks.
No,
I guess I didn't poison myself.
You just want something
death.
That's really, really good. You know, kind of like Game of Thrones. You don't want to be painful. You don't want to die like Joffrey.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it'd be painful. You want to die silently and quietly.
No, you need it to be like the Hateful Eight.
Right? Oh.
Yeah. It needs to be epic. Or Joffrey. Yeah, like your face just turns blue in front of everybody and boils start popping out.
You look contaminated. And everyone's like, am I going to die?
That's right. Little xenomorphs pop out of your boils and start taking over everybody.
I've taken poison and you're all going with me. Have a nice day.
It's still a great way to go. My favorite death, although that is up there, I still like the reporter who is killed with polonium.
In Russia? Yeah. Russian? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great hit. Like,
was that the one that was shot
Alexander
from the
umbrella? Alexander Litvinenko? Was that the guy?
You know more than I do, Alex.
Let me double check that.
Wasn't that shot from like an umbrella though?
I don't remember. The guy was
the FSB basically won't kill a guy unless they can just like use weird props that were made in the 60s that they keep in the basement. Like they're just working through a backlog of just improbable weapons to kill journalists with.
This is an amazing one though.
I think a few Russian journalists have been killed by it, and like a whistleblowers in Russia have been killed by polonium. This probably isn't like the only guy, but yeah, Alexander Litvinenko was a former FSB spy that got poloniumed up.
I'm a woman.
I was just like halfway ready with that Jeopardy buzzer.
That's Alex.
Hey, at least you had a name. We're all like Russian dude. Unfortunately, died.
Alex, you're like, I got.
Odds are you're probably right if you just went with that.
Yeah,
like their names live forever in memoriam in my forebrain. It's like, what about the Brazilian one? You're like, oh, that would be.
I figured it's because he shared your same name.
Yeah. Now you're not supposed to divulge last names.
Oh yes, ah.
Oh, yeah, Bill, I'm Alex Litvinenko. That's no last names.
And that's why you pronounce it so flawlessly. Yes.
Never mind that my game company is called Alex Bear Games. I don't know where that came from.
Well, no, it all makes sense, Alexandre.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm actually like a 55-year-old Russian spy that just decided to start making games and pretend he's a millennial.
Yep.
I faked my own death.
You look great for your age.
I know. It's that rogue game where
thank you. It's all the polonium.
That's right. You develop an immunity.
I've been slowly poisoning myself with polonium over the years, and now I'm immune.
So I feel like there was like some king or something like that everyone was trying to overthrow, and he started taking poison, but he had been taking a little bit.
Napoleon, took like a tons and tons of cyanide to the point he was immune to it, I think.
Well, no. Well, they kept sending Napoleon off to his own island, and he just kept coming back. I thought there was another one that they were like full on rioting to overthrow the royalty, and he went to go take poison, and it didn't work, so he actually had to be killed by the rioters.
Are you talking about in Russia the what's his name?
I think he was Russian. I'm not sure.
It wasn't the king though.
Rasputin?
Yeah, Rasputin. Because they tried to kill him in so many different ways. They tried to poison him. Like, he was stabbed. And, yeah, like, there was tons of ways they tried to kill him. And he just seemed like he was like, nah, bro, I'm true Russian. You can't kill me that easily.
Until they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't he also try, like, poisoning himself so he wouldn't be
killed? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Guy was creepy.
Yeah.
So creepy. Glory.
Well, that's what happens when you work for...
He looks like a badass too. Like, that's how I'm on the street. I'm not messing with you.
Just walk the other way. Like, I'm out. I'm sorry. Here's all my belongings.
What is it? Grigory Yefimovich Rasputin. Yeah, nice.
So he kind of looks like someone I'd imagine would be a wizard. Like, he does have that sort of, he does voodoo. So I can see.
This just reminds me that Charles Manson just recently died too.
Yeah, I know, he looks
just like him. He's got a definite Manson-esque look to him.
So you can see all the people thinking Marilyn Manson died instead. It's really funny. They're like, "Thanks for all the music, Charlie Manson." I'm glad the guards let you bring in your electric guitar in the prison.
That's like when George Michael died, they were like showing pictures of Michael Cera. Oh, yeah. You'll always be in our hearts.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this with Google Home, especially after last week, smart things. So Google Home has added more smart device support to their system, which is nice because there was like none before, and now Apple's playing the catch-up game on that. But so we talked about that I was getting the Google Home, so I have the Google Home and Madame A, or the Echo. And it's really sad that Madame A Google's better than Google. And recognizes my voice and all this stuff.
But Google has a killer playlist thanks to me, right?
Okay, I will give the Home Mini one thing. Is its speaker is amazing compared to Madame A's.
It's the best way to get your hardcore country folks music.
Exactly.
Folksy mountain music. Or whatever. Wait, I don't even remember the playlist.
We were playing card games with Bill on Saturday, and what I was doing is that I'd say, hey, Google, play death metal. Hey, Google, play hardcore emo. And then it would say, playing alternative new wave hardcore emo punk mixed with alternative flavor pop music. And then it's like, ah! And so Bill's playlist is filled with genres that he loves deep down. He just has to learn to love it.
Hey, Google, play some Hey Seed Dixie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got it. I'm with it.
That, now, if you guys are listening to this on speakers...
We're sorry.
Yeah. Blame everyone. That's why I don't say Echo's keyword. That's why you go Madam A.
You mean Alexa?
Yeah, that one.
You know, and it all started because there's the mysterious band or musician that's coming to Pocatello, and we're trying to figure out who it was, and one of the options of potential visitors is Justin Bieber, and I'd never heard of him. I did hear of him after that moment, and I never want to hear of him again.
He does that amazing song. It's "Oh Baby, 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 Oh Baby, Baby, Baby."
Right. Ted, you're just full of swear words today, or bad words. Of course, you're singing these lyrics, and you're saying Madame A's real
name.
Well, I usually like
and Google's
Alexa. Keyword. Show me goat porn.
Oh gosh,
I feel. Generally, I feel bad for pop musicians who are bashed, like Miley Cyrus and so forth. But then when I actually heard Justin Bieber's music...
I became a believer.
I
knew it.
I became a disbeliever. I was actually filled with an actual rage inside me that just kind of boiled as the music kept going on. And I was like, I really don't like this guy.
Yeah.
And And so I saw him
recently.
Apparently,
he's not a really great human being either, like egging his neighbor's doors and spitting on his fans and all sorts of fun stuff.
Do the fans want him to do that?
Well, I imagine some might, but
yeah, I'm sure.
They're like, I'll never wash my face again.
Oh, my mouth was open. Yay! Yeah. Now I live inside me.
So, one other thing. Going back to the assistants, this is the other thing. They also got a Chromecast.
What's the keyword for that one?
Well, it's just okay. It's through the Google stuff.
You just said it.
Yeah.
Or hey, G-man.
Hey, yeah.
Isn't it like Jeeves? Can't you say okay, Jeeves?
Nope. That's the search engine.
Bill, know it was a funny meme that I saw about those. Is they were comparing like back when people were like in the Cold War and they're all paranoid of like wiretaps and people are like unplugging their phones and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it shows today when you're like, hey, Wiretap, when's a new Avengers come out?
No, it's interesting that you mentioned that. They're deliberating today on the Supreme Court whether government can access private companies' tracking information.
Okay. This is something I personally am very strong about. I have a very good belief. Okay. This is my problem. They keep on saying we need the keys. We need a backdoor to this. Okay, one, if there's a backdoor, that means somebody else that's not intended for it could get said key.
Oh come on, you don't even need a backdoor for Apple.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the other thing is they had somebody that went and killed a bunch of people. Okay, you have 48 hours to use somebody's fingerprints before you have to use the password. The fact that they had the body and the phone for over this time, and what did they decide to do but tweet that Apple is stupid for not unlocking
things? Well, that's unrelated.
The fact that they can't figure out that they should have put the dead guy's fingerprint on the Apple phone means you should not be allowed to have keys to any of that.
Right.
No. Well, they can't be trusted with it. Nobody can.
No, they're not smart enough to even understand what to do with it.
Yeah.
All they're going to do is lose it. My social security number again.
The issue that's being deliberated over, though, is that the government has the police have the ability to request without a warrant information on your location that companies, cell phone companies keep on your like as you go
your
around.
Metadata.
Yeah.
So as long as I have my cell phone, you're saying.
Yeah, and so they can have tracking information, and so if you commit a crime, then they can request from the cell phone data so that they have your location to indicate that you were there at that time.
See, I'm starting to feel like they shouldn't have that, because once again, if they're too stupid to put a dead man's finger on his cell phone, they are too stupid to actually go look at that data.
Well, right now they can do it, but it's in appeal right now, and it's at the Supreme Court, and it seems like the justices are in fact leaning against that, because there's a 40-year ruling that if you volunteer information to a third party, then you have no expectation of privacy. And so far, cell phone metadata has fallen under that, and so it's not exempt, but now it may become exempt, and depending on the ruling in the Supreme Court, it may in fact transpire that government cannot access your location data based on cell phone information.
Without a warrant.
Good. Because also the bad thing about if you can access somebody's data because you handed it off to a third party, that also, the bad part about that is they can take all of this micro information.
Well, yeah, I mean, we give that stuff out like with the expectation of privacy all the time.
Well, it's not just that, but also what they're going to do is they take all this micro information and then they can build a profile around you, and they get information on you that you didn't hand them because of all this micro information.
They connect the dots.
They connect the dots for themselves.
Yeah. People you associate with, and
if you go to a conference and back to your phone is there, suddenly Facebook goes, hey, you might know these people because they were in the same place you were.
There was an episode of Black Mirror that could have addressed this very issue, but instead they talked about cheating instead because there's
I feel like
there was an episode that specifically could address your personal data in your little recorded eye thing, but then they talked about
there may yet be. But it is interesting.
It's ridiculous. It's just a stupid show.
I was listening to an NPR program and they're talking about the different arguments for this case, and it is I clearly am against having information just freely available for the government.
I'm against having the back door key. Like, the if it exists.
You said door key.
Yeah. Yes. Because if it exists, somebody that should not use it can.
And they'll be able to use it much easier than the authorities would be able to. Because they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Because people don't know what to do with a dead person's finger in a phone.
Right? So, what was it?
Sorry, I'll let you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But the argument that the side trying to prosecute is defendants. The defendants are appealing and saying this is unconstitutional and so forth. The prosecution is arguing that people with cell phones, even though they know they're being tracked, and so that means that it is totally voluntary. But then you have I think it's Sotomayor who's saying that because we keep cell phones with us all the time and they're essential for most people.
They become
essential.
Yeah, she actually called it an appendage, basically. Mm-hmm. And so this kind of puts in an unusual circumstance with the digitized world versus mail information, where if you send a piece of mail, then the government can freely access the information outside the mail, not the letter inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and there's lots of people that are required to carry that stuff for their work, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you can't. So are they going to tell their employers, sorry, I can't because I don't want to be tracked? Or, yeah, I don't know. I have long held the belief that we don't actually have privacy. We just have a facade of privacy, and government agents or people high enough up the chain can peer into anybody's lives at will. And so I think because of that, we should just pierce the veil and make everything available to everybody.
Well, and I don't mind,
but it only works if it's everybody.
Yeah. And I don't mind the free amount of information. I just don't want to have somebody watch me while I'm on the toilet. That's it. Like, let me, my little private spot be it, but fine, whatever.
Are you opposed to people knowing that you're on the toilet? Like, not watching you, but just knowing that Yeah.
No, you know, be how like, much time I
be
spent.
Like, you came into work and I was like, I noticed you only dropped the deuce twice this week, Bill. Are you feeling okay? Like, at what point does it get creepy? I mean, or not become creepy anymore?
Yeah, I'm like,
That's also like super specific too. I mean, there's, I've got like maybe a few more off the top of my head. I wouldn't want someone eavesdropping in, but I mean, at some point, if that was like if that's the extreme that we took it to, then like people would just like do stuff they need privacy for while on the toilet. Like, if someone wanted to do like some shady accounting or something, be like, oh man, oh boy, I got a burrito, I got a drop in the toilet, and they just go in there with like their laptop and just like operate their second set of books.
But Bob, that's your fourth time that you're dropping a burrito.
Be like Taco Bell all week. What?
So Chipotle would just like double value, and their stock would double in value overnight.
They're like, just give me whatever. I'm not going to really eat it, but I need the government to know I was here and I bought something.
But I think free, like, just open everything open would cause a lot of things that people like are really ashamed of that they do, like that shame would go away because they realize so
Kevin
many more
Spacey
people
would
do that.
Feel better about himself. It's like it's so much better now that everyone knows.
Or you would have people that wouldn't have the
Wouldn't be able to do that. We wouldn't be having all these scandals because people would know that they're treating these people like crap.
We still have scandals.
No, there are photos of some of these people doing these things. They just didn't think it was bad at the time.
Yeah, and like Al Franken. There's a picture taken of him actually groping a woman and smiling about it, and it was publicly available.
Yeah.
And
he just didn't think it was bad at the time. Right.
Yeah, I guess if like there was no privacy whatsoever and absolutely everything is public record, you'd have like the Metal Gear Solid 2 problem, and just there'd be so much information you could never use any of it.
Well,
like
you're watching.
It's like when you're when you log into your Hotmail because someone accidentally sent something there, or you buy something from a website you haven't done in a while, it goes to your spam account, and you have to spend like 2 hours looking for the receipt. So I mean, like too much information could definitely be a problem too, unless you want to use like Snapchat, and there won't be a record. Then I guess maybe that'd be a solution.
I think that's the point, though. Too much information means that if someone really wants to like go through your life, they're gonna have to wade through a lot of irrelevant stuff.
Or that irrelevant stuff starts becoming these micro connected dots that now they know your life better than you know your life because you have given so
much. Well, maybe they can help me out.
Hey, there we go.
There's always a concern of like Luddite backlash, because like, what if someone's like, okay, I just won't have a phone or internet connection anymore. I'd rather be able to poop in the dark.
It would be interesting, a world with complete transparency, because right now we're in this strange flux where transparency is more weaponized than anything.
And certain people in our society just don't have it. Like, if you can't be a movie star and be anonymous, like legally people can just stalk you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to a certain degree.
Bill, Ted, are you speaking from experience?
I've gotten off so many stalking charges because they were famous.
Oh, I thought you were saying that people were stalking you. They're like the local podcast celebrity.
I know.
It's not always weaponized. Vegas, they are a smart city. They have multiple sensors. They're using LiDAR. They're using cameras. They're using all these sensors. If somebody walks into a crosswalk, the system goes, hey, there's somebody in the crosswalk. We need to turn these lights red so they don't get run over.
Mm-hmm.
Because CES is done in Vegas, companies that go to CES are giving Vegas this information. Vegas is in that weird spot where it's technically not part of, it doesn't have to follow Nevada's laws. And it wasn't part of, and then when they tried to tax them, they figured some ways out of it. They're like, well, we don't care. So Vegas is a nice, unique city of its own.
Right.
And they're doing a lot of stuff that would be more popular in Britain for government, because closed circuit cameras, they have everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in Britain, the government knows everything about you. In America, the businesses know everything about you.
Right.
In Vegas, but also all that information keeps you safe. It can be used to obviously get push you towards the gambling more, or it can be used towards, you're drunk, you're walking across the street, you're not paying attention to anything, the city's going to make sure you're not killed.
Right. I can see how Big Brother always watching you, or that sort of transparency where you're always being observed, can be utilized in a beneficial way. But what I mean is that more and more you're finding cyber crimes becoming rampant against entire countries. And
our socials just recently got.
Oh yeah, the Equifax thing
for I don't know the fifth time.
Yeah. And so that's the kind of transparency that we're experiencing, where it's used more for extortion measures than anything else.
And that's why I feel like we need a better system than the Social Security number, and everyone being afraid, so afraid of your government watching you. We just need a real legitimate form of ID with a good secure number that goes with it that actually has some security behind it.
The any lock that has a key
can be,
it's going to have a fake key. Like, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but at least they can use the fake key and it's not my key. Or it takes effort to use my key.
Like, well, it still takes effort to use your social. They got to get your social and your name and your date of birth.
But they don't need my picture?
No.
They just need... They need my name, my date of birth, and my social. And guess what? Suddenly they have lots and lots of information. Sometimes they don't even need that much information.
If someone's good at social engineering, all they need to know is your Twitter handle.
There you go.
Because there was a guy who had a really desirable Twitter. I can't remember the specifics, and I apologize.
E.
But yeah, he had a really,
It was E.
Desirable. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I did hear about this.
But people social engineered him. Took over his bank accounts and stuff, or something. I don't remember exactly what. But they said, we'll release this. All you have to do is give us access to this Twitter account, because we want it.
Yeah, no, I did hear about it. They actually got lots and lots of information.
And all they had was the Twitter handle, and they figured it all out through social engineering. So, you know, it doesn't take much.
You know who you can't social engineer?
Robots?
Well, you can social engineer.
Probably, you're right.
Unfortunately, I think that's actually the point. But Batman. Did you guys enjoy?
I bet Batman would have fallen for a phishing attempt.
Well, only
like,
if you
like
say
Alfred
Martha.
Sends him an email.
Only social engineer.
He also lost.
What's that guy?
Yeah. Where is it? Oh, N. Sorry,
N.
It wasn't E. It was N. There's the letter is at N.
Yeah, because they got over his GoDaddy.
His GoDaddy, his and his PayPal account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there was all sorts of stuff they did. Yeah, I read about this a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. 2014.
Is it 14?
The article, I don't know when the article's from, but yeah.
Yeah, well, January 20. Yeah.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, I remember reading about this. That's why it's super...
Oh,
interesting.
That's crazy.
And people handed his information off because they provided just enough information.
And they scared him.
They scared him. But the other thing is, even when he tried to get his information back, he couldn't. Because they changed the information, or he couldn't provide the correct amount of information.
Because they switched it a little bit.
Well, either they switched it, or even if they didn't switch it, there were certain questions that, you know, you're asking your security questions. I don't quite remember that one. And if you get somebody that's certain people, social engineering, all right, no problem. Click. Don't care.
Yeah, that's true. And you can just change your security questions. Some of those are really stupid too. You can just say whatever. What's your dog's name? They're like,
Bob.
Whatever. Yeah, Bob. Okay, yeah. Accepted.
Yeah.
Well, and I know for like getting to like a social security card or something like that, they ask you very specific questions. They're like,
and birth certificate,
you know, other things. There's a lot of things like that, but they'll be like, when did you live on this street, or like you know, which of these addresses did you live at, and they put in like little things that like you never lived at, just to make sure and whatnot. But that stuff can be available. It doesn't take much to get it if you know where to look. And
the other nice thing about this, because I've had my PayPal account end up going for, is also having the dual verification. You're going to get something text you, but you got to be careful because certain apps will still attack that. You have the app with some of the built-in securities. You still have to be cautious. You can't just like willy-nilly install certain things, mm-hmm. but you have all these additional backup things. it's not just your password. It's also the code that they send you. It's also the thing they send to your email or the phone call. Or... All right.
Yeah.
I want to finish things up, though.
Okay.
Slightly spoiler. Actually, no, just gonna go spoilers.
You can spoil away. Okay. I haven't seen it, but I don't
for
care.
For Justice League?
For Just Us League.
For Just Us? Yeah.
Just the 12 of us.
Did you guys watch it, Ted?
He was there.
I didn't.
We didn't.
Oh, I thought you guys saw
it. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Well, you can not spoil it.
I don't care.
We can wait. Actually,
I
wait a little bit.
I don't even know if we'll actually go out and watch it.
Yeah!
What? That's it. We're done.
Mic drop. Anna just dropped the beat.
Sorry, guys. I guess my DC prejudice is showing. Like, I'm just not...
No, it looked interesting, but we're just busy lately.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
there's that.
And Anna's been eating so much lately, it's just...
I'm eating for two, and that's why I take two lunch bags to work.
She's 7 months pregnant.
And Ted steals a lunchbox.
Like, I'm still eating one of those lunches.
Basically 7 months now.
You're like,
yeah.
Okay, fine. We won't spoil. But I still liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks, Anna.
I recommend.
I was going to hear about a movie that I'm not going to see. Thanks.
You're just absolutely positively not going to go see it.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. I mean, it looks okay, and I liked the other... I mean, Superman sucks, but...
Have you guys seen Coco?
No, I heard it was really good,
though. It is amazing. That is a really good movie.
Is it true it has a 20-minute Frozen short, though?
Yeah, yes. That was not amazing. Yeah.
I also heard that.
Yeah. I heard about a friend who walked out.
I was ready to do that. I was... Yeah. So upset.
I read something where it said Coco was good, but what?
It was even longer than 20 minutes, I think. Joe's brother Frank and I, we went to see that movie, and we're expecting the Pixar movie Coco, and then a Frozen short came on, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we're used to the shorts. And it just didn't end. It just kept going on and on, and then we're past the 10-minute point, then past the 20-minute point, and it kept continuing. And yeah, I'm pretty sure it.
So if it's like a 7:30 showing, show up at like 8:15, and then you get to watch Coco.
Yeah,
after the trailers.
So just skip the trailers. Skip the first 20 minutes if you want. No, it was
No, I was like completely indifferent to Frozen, and then when it like. People couldn't let it go. I hate Frozen. I'm not a fan at all. I hate every time I see those stupid characters and the blow up snowmen. I'm like, no.
Can you just say that again? They can't do what?
They can't let it go.
That's awesome. I loved it. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I was a fan of the movie, but this actually turned me against it. Now I hate the movie. I would
hate
say
Coco because of Frozen.
Yes, I hate.
So they didn't really they didn't talk about it too much here, but I guess it released first in Mexico.
Well, that's what I'd heard, and it was extremely popular in Mexico.
I think
that it represented them well. It is a very wonderful movie, and it does a really good job, kind of showing a small town Mexican village.
Have you been to a small town Mexican village?
I have in my mind been to.
I've looked across the border to a small town.
Oh, you and Sarah Palin.
Ooh. Well, no, she sees Russia.
Did you see Vicente Fox staring with his beady little eyes looking at you? I know he's not the president anymore, but I
don't remember. And this is many moons ago.
Many years ago. So they probably
even more moons.
Oh yeah, he was the president when I was living there, Fox.
There you go. When you were living in Mexico.
He's the one who...
I lived there for a year.
I like him because he said his strongly worded Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
that involved lots of profanity against another president. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess Coco doesn't need plugging because it's top at the box office right now.
What?
Yeah.
It beat out Justice League.
It did.
It wasn't even advertised. I saw zero advertisements for it.
I saw some... It reminded me of Book of Life.
That's
a good one.
It's supposed to be a better version of it.
Well, it seems like
I know, Book of Life was pretty good, I think.
But he
I'm like
goes to the land of the dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the whole thing. because he's chilling.
Yeah, but it differentiates itself in a very big way from that's the good. Book of life.
I liked Book of Life. I didn't like the stylizing of it, but that's probably just Coco's because I'm racist. Beautiful.
You know, a movie that
it's
does...
because it's Guillermo del Toro. You haven't watched Troll Hunters either, have you?
I have.
Pretty good.
Box
yeah,
trolls?
It is.
No,
Troll Hunters. No,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's like Netflix's longest running season. I think it's like 30 episodes in one season. I'm like, halfway through it, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can keep watching this.
Season
right
one, Steven Universe, 52 episodes.
Oh.
Now, granted, they are like 15 minutes long, right. But still.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You know, a movie that does need plugging, though, is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. See? I see a lot of blank looks.
Yeah.
A lot of blank looks. It's probably the second...
I look like this all the time.
Do you? That's the second best movie of the year.
What is it?
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That Woody Harrelson. I haven't watched it yet because we live here and AMC sucks.
No,
You suck, AMC. I'm sure you suck all across America.
So I saw it at an AMC theater.
And... Oh, there you go.
No. No, I'm joking. I saw it at a regional. AMC does suck. So
regional or regal?
I think it is a regional.
In Idaho Falls?
I'm sure it's pretty...
No, it's in Seattle.
Oh, in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's regal.
Is that regal?
It's regal.
Well, it felt regal. It was very nice.
They do have the crown on top of the R.
We had wonderful cushion chairs, like nice cushiony chairs that reclined all the way. And
oh, there's some pretty awesome theaters out there.
I really enjoyed it. But that is a fantastic movie. It's by the guy who did In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths. And this is...
Wait. Let me do have a look again.
In Bruges is a very good movie. And Seven Psychopaths
is
okay.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, In Bruges is excellent. This is
In Bruges.
In Bruges. Yeah, it's a European town.
Yeah.
No wonder I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
But
I have
yeah.
problems now with my own town.
This is probably his best movie. And that's saying a lot if you saw the previous two. Because they're good movies.
Speaking of your own town, did you know that Chubbuck is just named after some dude from the railroad?
Yeah, I did read that. That was in the paper.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Just some dude from the railroad. We'll call it Chubbuck. Why not?
Yeah.
He's the original Chewbaccian.
Yeah. He is the Chewbaccian.
Jordan, plug the other movie that you can watch on YouTube. Because there's a movie coming out called The Disaster Artist.
Birdmageddon.
Which requires you watching... The Room on YouTube.
Okay.
To appreciate The Disaster Artist.
This will be the last thing.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah. Because The Disaster Artist is about the making of The Room, which is a really bad movie. That has this guy who was independently wealthy. They got rejected by everyone in Hollywood. I won't say unfairly. Not unfairly.
Okay, but that's how some of the great... let's see. That's how the Saw movies came around to existence. Is that they wouldn't... And that production company... Nobody would back him. That's how
LucasArts.
Yeah, LucasArts.
Yeah.
I thought I just made that up.
No, you didn't.
I forgot his name. Did Robin Hood Men Tights and
Steven Jackson.
No.
Alan Jackson.
Mel Brooks. That's how he started. He had to start getting on his own.
Well, and there's still a difference though, because there's like the small budget with like lots of potential that you can still call like a good movie. And then there is a different tier, like as far as in just really bad movies.
Yeah, go watch Leap on YouTube.
Yeah, The Room is like an A movie. For bad movies, it's an A because I liked every single second of it, but it's not a real A because it's still a terrible movie.
You know what?
So you want your time back.
No, you don't want your time back.
Really?
I'd watch it again.
It is a great bad movie. You know how much it costs to make it?
$7.
$6 million.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and it looks like it did cost $7 to make it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That guy really did have a lot of, like, loose change or whatever.
They just released an honest trailer about it. It's
the
pretty awesome.
And what?
So The Disaster Artist is James Franco's making that movie.
And you said it's on YouTube?
No,
Room
is on YouTube.
Oh.
Because that's what it's about. Because he plays the guy who's the main character in the movie.
Okay. So The Room's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's Spanish subtitles, which I thought made it even better.
It does. You have to watch the Spanish subtitle version.
All right. Well, let's wrap things up. Yeah. Famous last words. Start with Alex.
I got nothing other than I'm making a game. It's called Robo V Dino. Go to robovdino.com, check it out, or follow me at RoboVDino on Twitter.
What about Steam?
Hey, it's on Steam too. You can get to it from rubavidino.com. It's on the left side.
And also link in the show notes.
Let me see. Yeah, suck it, AMC, and your big old like up surcharges for MoviePass. I'm still using it, and you get to run two cards.
At least.
Yeah.
Because you still got to buy your popcorn.
And another one, and then I'll make them give me my points, too. No, now I'm not getting popcorn.
Oh.
Because they made me waste $1.50 that I would have put towards it.
Oh, bye, Mark.
Yeah. Ah.
If everybody's watching us, are they actually listening to us as far as the podcast? Because we had everybody like talk about how our privacy is not our own. But do we actually have
everybody's
listeners?
Everybody's watching us, but nobody listens to us.
Exactly. If they continue to watch us, like, are there listeners?
Oh, that's so meta, Anna. I love
that's
it.
True, man.
Yeah. Is Six Nerds Report a podcast? Does anybody hear it?
Yeah. So everybody likes Albert Einstein, but they're terrified of his Uncle Frank.
I don't know. I can't follow this up.